for the meeting after the meeting. You'll get 15 minutes of crap mixed with 15 minutes of recovery.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAMOUSE. We don't speak for any of them, they're guys.
Or any of the Anons.
None of the Anons either. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Awesome. So.
How is your day today, Bruce?
My day today was I slept in. And I went to lunch at my favorite place to go to lunch because it doesn't really cost me anything to go. And came back here, went and grabbed a Starbucks, did a little bit of straightening up, which doesn't really look like it, but if you'd seen it before, it does. And that's it. When we're done recording, probably going to go up to X2O, have a cup of Joe.
And go to the grocery.
And go to the grocery. And that's it. How are you guys? Oh, you know what we mentioned earlier? I want to ask you guys.
What?
In the break or before we recorded last, we said something about Abba Zaba. Do you remember Abba Zabas?
Yep.
Yes.
The candy.
It was like that white and peanut butter
thing.
Yeah,
but it was like
nougat and peanut butter.
Yeah, but it was not the easiest thing in the world to eat, if
especially
I recall
if it wasn't
correctly.
Fresh.
Yeah. It had to be fresh.
Yeah, and like you get it from like 7-Eleven, and it wasn't always fresh. It'd be like...
break a tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It had alcohol in it, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Abba Zaba?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sugar alcohol, yeah. Probably.
Which is non-alcohol.
Right.
Now, was there anything that was harder to eat, though, than a big hunk?
I don't think I ever ate a big hunk.
Now, let me ask you this. When you were young, or not young,
I never needed anyone.
Candy bar? Or it doesn't have to be a bar, but a candy of some kind.
Mars bar.
What?
Mars bar.
Mars bar. How about you, Shelley?
When I was a kid, I had a thing for Zero bars, the ones with the white chocolate on the outside.
Yep.
They had nougat in the middle. Oh, I love those things. They were awesome.
My thing, I think my all-time thing is the Hershey bar. I just have a thing for Hershey bars. But Chunky runs a close second. Do you remember those? They were kind of parallelogram shaped. They were
squares.
No, they weren't.
No.
Not
they
square.
Weren't. Do you know what it looked like?
Oh, they're like a trapezoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a square footprint, but it's a trapezoid shape as it goes up.
Looked like a pyramid with the top of the pyramid
cut
off.
That's the trapezoid.
Ah, I love those.
Yes.
They have them.
Yes.
The guy at the liquor store started carrying it just for me.
Yes, I know. I've bought you many there.
Awesome guy.
When we moved back to California, though, I developed a deep affinity for the Rocky Road candy bar, which is basically just a hunk of marshmallow with a thick layer of chocolate.
Nuts
and
on top.
Cashews. It's got supposed to have like cashews in it, which I think maybe I found 5 pieces of cashew my whole life.
You know what I love about Raymond? If everyone's his friend.
Yes.
Because he's from India, right? And he has a tendency to call everyone his. But even if you piss him off, he'll look at you and he goes, "You can't do that in my store, my friend. You're trying to steal from me, my friend." And I'm like, everyone's your friend no matter what to Raymond. Because, you know, you could be a good customer later.
Yeah, that's right.
You killed my wife, my friend.
Thank you.
You know what that means.
Oh, dear. Okay.
It's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
You almost pulled your everything off the table.
You almost yanked your thingy off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
That would put a damper on things. Where is the boozy news?
Put a damper on. Oh, click down
there. There we go. Okay.
Windows 8 sucks, by the way. It's a resource hog.
Yeah.
I got 8 gigs of RAM, and it still sucks.
Yep. Okay. This one is from Bill. And it's a new study that is out. It's published by the Cancer Prevention Research.
Is there funding for this study?
Actually, this is an interesting study. They fed a bunch of volunteers who were exposed in their daily life, you know, air pollution, cigarette smoke, whatever toxins they were
exposed
to.
Asbestos, yeah.
Fed them for 12, was it 12 weeks?
Days.
12 weeks.
Months.
A tea type of drink that was made out of broccoli sprouts. So it's like a green tea kind of thing with broccoli sprouts in it.
Yeah.
Broccoli.
They found that there is a compound in broccoli sprouts that actually pulls all of the negative chemicals out of your body.
Really?
Yeah, in like a seriously huge way.
Have they made it a pill form yet?
No, not yet.
Can you snort it?
You can crush it. You can
cook
it. That
was their preliminary study. They did study.
You can slam it.
They had a small group of people that also just ingested broccoli because broccoli has a much smaller, full-grown broccoli, like the florette heads, has a much smaller amount of this same compound.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you eat a bunch of broccoli, you get kind of a little bit of the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
But this always, this goes back to, you know, your mother was right. You need to eat your green vegetables, cruciferous vegetables, particularly broccoli.
And what does it do specifically?
It pulls toxins from the environment that that are in your system, like air pollution, cigarette smoke, chemicals,
awesome.
Anything you might eat, MSG, stuff like that. It pulls it out of your system.
Awesome.
Yes. So clearly we
so
all need to
George
start
George Bush Sr. is in big trouble because he doesn't like chopping broccoli. Chopping broccoli.
So there's your health minute for the week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Doc.
Okay. You know, I'm going to cuss here. Sorry, Mark B. But this high school gets my Assholes of the Year award.
A-S-S?
Yay.
H-O-L-E?
Yeah, but they're not even like...
They're an asshole.
Okay. The story starts with Brandon Garibrandt. He was 19 years old. He joined ROTC, did the whole bit. He was going to be a Marine after high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually inducted just before high school, and he wanted to wear his Marine Corps uniform at his graduation.
Mm-hmm.
The school refused.
Mm-hmm.
He was killed in Afghanistan a year later.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not let a Marine wear their uniform at their high school graduation?
Because you're a liberal principal and you don't want the armed forces to be represented in your school? I don't know. I give up. Why?
I don't know why. They had no answer.
Okay. And I'm sure my answer's wrong.
But basically, people are saying that they're down on this high school. It's the Conval Regional High School.
Here's what I don't get. They offer ROTC at the school.
Right.
Right.
So why on earth would you not let a guy...
Could you wear your ROTC uniform to graduation?
It doesn't say that he asked that. He wanted to wear his dress blues. It wasn't
I understand. But do they allow them to wear their ROTC uniform to graduation?
It doesn't say that in the story.
Okay. So there's not enough information.
Well, and it's not like he's going to wear camis. He's going to wear his dress blues.
Which, by the way, is a sharp-looking suit.
It's a good look. That's a good look. That's a good look on a lot of young
men.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
And, you know, my condolences go out to his family. He and a couple of other Marines were killed when their vehicle hit an IED.
Mm.
Or is it? Yeah, it's an IED. Improvised explosive device, yeah.
Yeah, because if it hit an IUD, that was a whole other place they were at.
Yeah.
They were doing something they weren't supposed to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Phil K. sent this story in.
Phil.
And I read it and went, ew. apparently, the big bodybuilding trend is for men who are trying to bulk up and they want to get healthy and detox and they're going to bulk up and they're lifting weights. They're going on to a website called onlythebreast.com and ordering breast milk. Because they say that it gives them way more energy than anything else. Ew.
Okay.
And if you get it naturally.
Get your wife pregnant.
That's right.
When you're working out.
That's right.
Get it straight from the tap.
That's right.
Unfortunately, the website is having a little bit of trouble with some men that go on there and want to buy breast milk for what they're calling health reasons. And also want to develop what did they call it? Some kind of a relationship. They had a long-term contact with their donor. I'm like, I'm seeing fetish.
They want it straight from the tap, I'm telling you.
That's right.
Yikes. That's
right. You think babies are hard on your
nipples. It's like Source Perrier.
You think babies are hard on your nipples.
That's right.
Some bodybuilder out there.
Get some bodybuilding meth addict out there whose half his teeth are broken off, and that'll really get you.
Yeah.
That'll leave a scar.
In the state of Washington, pretty soon a bunch of survey teams are going to be going out. They're going to offer drivers $60 on, you know, the pull people over, flag people over on the roadside, to voluntarily do a blood test, breath check, and cheek swab. They claim that this is for, they're trying to do a study on, to get a clearer sense of how many people drive impaired. Now, they're going to pay them $60 to do this, and they claim that all DNA evidence is going to be destroyed and that they're not going to take their driver's license or their tag numbers or anything like that. To which I say, right.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, my little BS detector went off when I read that. I'm like, first of all, why would you voluntarily give your DNA, give a DNA sample mm-hmm. to any government organization?
Mm-hmm. I hear the IRS is going to run the program.
Probably. They're in charge of our health care now.
I heard they were involved, but they lost the emails.
Yeah, that baffles me. We're trusting this organization with our health care, and they claim they can't even keep track of emails.
You're getting political now, Shelley.
Oh, yes, I am. Sorry. Well, no, that's not political. That's just common sense. Give me a break.
You're getting political.
If you want to look at it non-politically, I actually asked some of my friends from Earthlink who are on both sides of the political coin. I said, if we keep politics out of this, how likely is it if someone lost their emails from a hard drive crash? And the consensus of opinion is
no
zero
chance.
Because it only loses the emails on your local machine and does nothing with the servers. In order to lose it off the servers, not only does the server need to go down, but the replicate server needs to go down. Yeah. And everybody's emails. There would be millions of lost emails.
Yeah.
So anyway, this whole scenario with taking cheek swabs and blood and all that crap, they tried to do it in Texas. And
yeah. How'd
people
that work out?
Were up in arms because they felt, they said, I'm not going to be intimidated into this. And so they backed off and they did. They stopped doing
it in
Texas.
Yeah, because people started shooting the people who were going to get a, you went to get a cheek swab and you got a bullet. Here, let's draw some blood.
And interestingly enough, the Supreme Court in 1986 said in the City of Seattle versus Missoni, said that no person shall be disturbed in his private affairs or his home invaded without authority of law. So you are not required to do this, Washingtonians.
Of course not.
And we have listeners in Washington, so pay attention.
Here's one.
Oh.
This is proof that it is a very, very... Are you listening, Wendy? It is a very bad idea to piss off your sponsor.
Is this an NA sponsor?
Yes. Unfortunately, I'm not an NA, so...
I think I heard this, possibly.
This was in Tabernacle, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Lorraine Hawkins, she's 47 years old, was charged in the death of Lisa Armstrong.
Killed her sponsee.
She killed her sponsee and then dragged the body into the woods and left it there. She died of multiple gunshot wounds to the head. They robbed her.
That was the fifth step apparently she didn't want to hear.
Yeah. They robbed her and left her there for dead, which she did in fact die after gunshot wounds.
They left
her
there dead.
But it took the cops 8 months to figure out who'd done it because they found her body, but there was at that time there was no clear path to her sponsor. But it turns out it was her NA sponsor that killed her.
Sponsors are pretty smart people.
Apparently not that smart.
Yeah, apparently because she's in jail now. And not only isn't she in jail, but they're not doing regular bail on her. They did give her a bond, $500,000. Full cash. She can't go to a bondsman. She has to actually give the court $500,000.
Oh, so she's a person of means.
Well, apparently not if she's got a killer sponsee just to rob him for whatever.
Nah, that's true.
I think it was a crime of passion.
Well, I don't know about that.
sponsees can drive you to do that.
This story is also out of New Jersey. Susquehanna Middle School. Layla May, she is a middle schooler.
Layla May,
she's a middle schooler. Apparently, in New Jersey, they have decided that it's a really good idea to start drug testing kids, random drug testing.
And she tested positive?
In middle school.
Oh, they started at 10 years old, in sixth grade.
And how many positive tests have they gotten?
In this whole time? that they've been doing it for, wait, what's the year? I can't remember what the year was.
At like $30 per test?
Ah, the policy was adopted in 2002, which was originally adopted to only test, randomly test, students in high school that were going to be participating in sports.
Correct.
They expanded the policy to include
middle school.
From, well, and the last year of elementary school, fifth graders up.
This is in New Jersey, right?
This is in New Jersey.
Yeah, not the smartest kids in the
New
world.
Jersey.
You got middle schoolers that are there for their seventh year. They're 14 years old already.
Since 2002,
ouch.
Five kids have tested positive.
Okay.
At $30 per test?
$43 per test.
And I'm
going to
bet out of the five, four of them were positive because mom and dad ran a meth lab out of the house when they were exposed to it.
Probably. I don't know.
Probably four or five is weed, too.
At any rate, the ridiculous thing about this is it's supposed to be random, but apparently some kids are getting picked on more than others, and they claim it's random. This girl, Layla May, was tested in fifth grade, in sixth grade, three times in seventh grade, twice in eighth grade. She has never once tested positive. And her parents got so tired of having their daughter's rights violated that they yanked her from school because all of this testing, because they wouldn't sign the next permission slip. So they said, well, then she can't be in honor roll, which is earned by your grades, not by a drug test. So her parents were so ticked they pulled her out of school.
And besides,
she's homeschooled.
What
now.
Is that? About $630 worth of tests on her alone
yeah.
and never a single positive?
Never a single positive. She is a straight A student.
But she's not on the honor roll.
No, because, you know, they have to drug test her some more.
Because there's no honor.
This is one of those examples of the whole nanny state gone mad. Give me a break.
It's
use some common sense.
Jersey.
It's Chris Christie, for God's sakes.
Well, there is that.
This is teachers.
You don't have any New Mexico?
This is Teachers Association.
Why? What happened in New Mexico?
The stalker girl?
Oh, you know what? I forgot to go and get that story. You do it.
Oh,
my God.
Go ahead, because that
it
was a good one.
It didn't give the name of the girl. But it showed her mugshot of where she's clearly, like, crying. She probably the most intense stalker in the country. In a week, 1 week, phone called her ex 77,000 times, texted him 42,000 times.
Did these numbers work out, by the way?
Wait. Emailed him 1,932 times.
38, I think.
Left.
Whatever.
170-something sung messages.
The mail.
And 365 regular pieces of mail.
Snail mail. She's in jail now.
Yeah, she got arrested.
That's not just a stalker. That's like, I don't even know what to call that.
She wanted to get back together with him.
Oh, yeah. Like, in a big way. I'm thinking 77,000 hangups or 77,000
phone calls.
Do those numbers even work out?
How would you? She must never sleep or pee or anything.
See, that's what I wonder because they said that she did it all in that one period of time. That's a lot of meth going on there. Cause
that's 24 hours a day she's trying to get with this guy.
You'd have to call like every few seconds.
If you called every minute, that's 1,500 minutes. A day.
Yeah, you couldn't even do it in 2 weeks.
So how did she? She must have had multiple phones.
Wait, 1,500 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Times. So let's say.
Times seven.
Well, let's say you it took you.
Would be 10,500 minutes.
If you redialed it, you hit redial.
You'd have to do it seven times a minute.
Damn.
I'm calling bullshit.
Still not enough time. Plus texting. There's
yeah,
no way you
plus texting and writing letters.
True. Maybe it wasn't a week. Maybe it was a month.
The thing said a week.
Month.
Yeah.
Day.
I think it was probably a misprint.
Even a month.
A month.
Even a month.
Even a month. Even if it was a month. That's ridiculous.
It's a woman. What do you want?
Excuse me? What?
I said, it's a woman. What do you want?
So now you're just classifying
we're
all
just
of us as stalkers?
It. We're just glossing it over.
So what I'm getting out of your comment is I'm not ever going to call you again because if I even call you one time, I'm stalking you because I'm a woman.
This is the whole, we discussed this earlier today. This is the whole, let me put words in your mouth to support my side of the argument.
You just generalized.
So I said
all
if you
women.
Call me one time that now you're stalking
Shelley?
Me?
Shelley?
I didn't hear that
Did
part.
He not just
Shelley?
Generalize about all women?
Shelley? if you make a generalization based upon certain facts, then it's okay. But you need to come back from around the bend.
I'm not around the bend. I am woman. Hear me snore.
Off the cliff that was around the bend.
Ow, that really hurt my hand.
See? Look at that. She whacked her hand off the desk.
Yep. Okay. All right.
She's a violent type.
Oh, well, you know, this next story explains a lot about Bruce.
See what I have to sit through all the time?
Is it something that I didn't say?
Bill sent a new study in done by King's College in London, in the UK.
Ugh.
Found that a high degree of cannabis use is prevalent among those with schizophrenia. You were a total stoner.
Yeah.
Clearly, you are nuts.
Well, clearly, I'm not schizophrenic.
Oh, really? You think so? How do you know?
I sponsored a schizophrenic. I'm pretty sure you're not controlling me with your phone.
I'm schizophrenic, and so am I.
If schizophrenic commits suicide, is it really a murder-suicide?
It could be just a double murder.
They're trying to determine whether the link between cannabis use and schizophrenia is due to prior use of the drug or whether there are the same gene is fueling both things. Like your propensity to get addicted to marijuana and your schizophrenia are connected.
Or is it just like schizophrenia, like ADHD and other diseases are things that we tended to self-medicate?
Possibly.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that. Possibly. Well, that skewed the whole study, didn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mark just blew their study out of the water.
Mail me a third of the money that was available.
That's right.
We're at about the right time. And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news. Lame dudes.
Well, we don't want to max the board out.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
At?
SelfWillHappens.com.
.com.
Shelly's doing stuff.
Shelly's getting water.
Yeah.
So, we have a topic. You came up with a topic, Mark.
Smartest guy in the room.
Took you a second. Mark had a brief, uh-oh.
Momentary lapse of reason.
No, that's just an epic pause.
Epic pause. Yeah, the smartest guy in the room, but that would not be me.
So how did that come up?
Just listening to people share in the rooms that have every reason in the world not to do something. And you can and they sit and they want to agree with you and argue with you at the same time.
Like as in how?
Higher power.
Okay.
Yeah, but doesn't work for me. Yeah, but I can do this. Yeah, but I was God of my own universe. Yeah, but I'm strong enough to not have to. Yeah, I understand. I need to be in these meetings, and I understand that I'm powerless over this, and I'm an addict, alcoholic. But I don't need to do it the way you guys did it. And we've talked about this under a lot of different topics in the past about the program. And it's almost identifying somebody in the program that we've talked about before, which is we've talked about people who just, if they don't want to follow this program the way it was written.
Right. I want to do this part and this part and this part.
Right. Chapter 5, how it works. From chapter 5, how it works, to here are the steps we took, which are suggested. All in between there identifies where you have to be to get started.
Right.
And the at some of these we balked.
Balked.
Are those people.
No foul language.
Yes.
So I just brought that up. As, you know, I mean, how many times do you see the people in the room? And there's a couple ways to approach this, too.
Hey,
the ego
yeah,
gets
but.
In the way. Yeah, the yeah buts, the ego, the absence of humility.
He's taking the humble
You know,
trophy.
Things like that. and you watch that, and you just mark time with those people. How long they're going to stick around before they go back out.
Deadpool.
The Deadpool.
Shelly, what do you think?
Actually, I was just talking about humility to somebody the other day. Humility, not thinking that you are above or below anybody else in the room. We're all just dudes. The people that I run into and what I have done, I have been one of these people. I will say that I'm not as good as so-and-so, or I put on false modesty. But really, I think I'm better than everybody else. Mm-hmm. And I have done that. And I see a lot of that in the room.
Humility, not thinking less of yourself, just thinking of yourself less.
Yes. Not greater than, not less than. It's
yeah, but what happens when you just are greater than?
Are you a yeah butter?
Yeah, bud.
I see it on, you know where I see it? I see it on Facebook. I see it on Facebook a lot where you go to the section about me or someone says, I've got X amount of time and, you know, I have been clean, which I get because they're proud of their time. But, like, if you look at my page, it says I'm just another member of AA or just another member of CA or just another member. You know, I tell this to people all the time. We're all run-of-the-mill drunks. The time that I think that I'm so substantially different than other people is when I start to set myself apart from the group. When I set myself apart from the group, I start to feel isolated. When I start to feel isolated, it kicks off that whole lonely, angry,
hungry,
you know,
tired.
Hungry, tired thing. I mean, we've seen it a million times. The guys that come in that, you know, they come in and they had been there one day and they want to share, and they've got this tremendous share, and it's all about the massive quantity of drugs they could do. Like, you know, I could do more drugs than you guys, and I'm thinking, Shit, dude, you're 17 years old. And it's like the amount of drugs Mark did in a one-year period surpasses everything you've done in your entire life. And yep. Mark wouldn't even be the one to tell you that.
When I hear those massive quantities of drugs that I've done or alcohol that I've consumed or whatever, my internal reaction is all, so what? That's not why I'm there. Why I'm in the rooms is to hear about recovery, not to hear somebody's massive drunk log.
Yeah. Or the guys who come in and they share about all the types of people they hung out with when they were out there. And they, you know, it's like, they had these friends who were, you know, wannabe mobsters and you know, and stuff like that. And you just sit and listen and you just kind of shake your head like, yeah, okay. Because I know some guys seriously in the program who would never talk about that. You know why?
Because they're mobsters.
Because they're mobsters.
Right.
Well, and when you do that, the reality is that, no, when you were getting loaded, you weren't hanging out with tons of different people. You were hanging out with addicts. They're all the same people. But when you get sober and you're in the program, then you're hanging out with all kinds of different peoples, because then you're hanging out with doctors and lawyers and people who work at McDonald's and people who drive trash trucks, and you get into diversity. But when you're getting loaded, the only people you're hanging out with are addicts, because nobody cares about anything else. All they care about is the drug.
When I was getting sober, all I was hanging out with was addicts.
I know, but at that point, when you get sober, you come back to yourself. You become a human being again, and we're all different.
That was the goal.
Yes, that was the goal.
So when you hear this going on with people, you take action? What do?
Well, unless they're romancing it.
Do you just figure they're right where
they're
supposed
to be? Right where they're supposed to be. They're just counting time. But I have a second way to approach this when you're ready.
I thought you might.
What about the guy who probably is the smartest guy in the room? You know, that guy who always gets called on to share last in the meeting? The guy who, I mean, that everybody kind of, there's a meeting I go to on Tuesday nights. Same guy closes the meeting every week. He's got 36 years. Is he the smartest guy in the room or just the guy with the most time? And is the guy with the most time in the room always the smartest guy in the room?
I'll tell you what, Shelly and I know a guy who is almost for sure the smartest guy in the room. And he's got he's got some time.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like have his, he's close to me, like maybe.
He's a few years behind you.
Well, a few years behind me. He's you know, we used to call him scientist.
He's literally a genius.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Mensa guy.
Okay, yeah.
And he designs real-time MRI things that look at the pumping heart. I mean, he does these really. And his son puts everyone I know to shame.
I hate sitting next to his son because it always makes me feel like a moron.
His son's like 15.
And he graduated from high school.
No. I think he's 16 now, and he's done with everything he needs to have done for college.
Yeah.
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 Well, almost. I mean, he graduated from high school like 2 or 3 years early and already had like 3 years of college out of the way.
But he would never claim to be the smartest guy in the room.
No, he doesn't.
He just is.
Yeah. No, that's true.
And he doesn't talk much about how much time he has either.
Yeah.
Right.
He usually talks about spiritual stuff.
Right. He's a run-of-the-mill garden variety alcoholic.
Yeah. But is he the guy you always look forward to having share when you're in a meeting with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love his shares.
Yeah. That's the smartest guy in the room.
They always make you feel like, I always feel like after he shared, I always feel like, oh, the flowers are so beautiful. And look at God's creation. It's mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yeah. When I'm in a meeting, I always want Bruce to share last.
Why? So you can point and laugh?
I like to leave with a smile.
Actually, the funny thing is that when Bruce does share last, it's always, for me, it is kind of the high point of the meeting because he always finds something to tie his story in with what everybody else is sharing about.
Yeah.
So it kind of pulls everybody together. So I kind of like that.
I'll take that.
Bruce, is that a responsibility when you have time to the meeting, to end the meeting on a wrap-up to help answer as many questions as possible without directly answering questions?
I don't know if it's a responsibility, but I'll tell you what. There's a lot of times when there's a topic, and we've talked about this before, there's a topic, and through the meeting, it's sprayed off in 27
It's become a free
directions.
Become a free skate.
And usually, if I can, I will try and bring it back around to that topic.
Yeah.
So I've even started shares before by saying, I'm Bruce, I'm an alcoholic or an addict. And they say, back to the topic.
Yeah.
But there's many times, and people know when I do it. As a matter of fact, my one sponsee told me the other day, I must have been on some kind of roll. And he goes, I think you just set the record for saying fucking the most times in a share that I've ever heard. And I said, you know, I've been working on upping my fucking percentage. And he goes, yeah, you
I
hit
know,
100,
I'm exhausted.
You hit 100%, 110% there, because I'm like, yeah, I'm just, you know, doing the thing about if I get loaded today, all these different things happen, and I end up right back in the meeting where I was in the first place. So I'm like, if I was there in the fucking first place, why the fuck am I leaving?
Yeah. I just shared that last week with somebody.
I love that.
But did you share it as Bruce's or did you share it as yours?
Well, he and I did it in front of his office. That's where it came from.
Yes. Oh, is that where it came from? Okay.
This was a collaboration to
we
start
were talking
with.
About
oh, okay.
We both claim it as our own. We're okay with that.
Yeah, we decided that time that you can't just, you know, if we're going to go out, you can't just go out with a little bit of money.
Yeah.
You got to have a bunch of
money.
That's
right. Yes,
and I had the truck.
Right.
So we had to sell your car.
That's right.
Yeah, we got to keep the truck because you never know what you might need the truck
for. Yeah, because you could steal shit that might be too big to put in a car.
That's right.
Right. I remember this conversation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we had this conversation out in front of the store laughing hysterically.
Because one thing I guarantee, out in the front of the store, we were the two smartest guys. You know why?
Wow.
You know why?
Wow, that's like... You know what? You don't have to go very far.
Well, you know,
yeah,
you
really.
Know why?
Why?
Because we were the only,
we're
two,
the
guys
only two guys out there.
Shelley.
Yes.
What would your final words be on the smartest guy in the room?
It doesn't matter if you're the smartest guy in the room. You've got nothing to prove. Just be yourself. Be honest.
Ooh. Mark, yeah. Smartest guy in the room.
My current sponsor had the best line for it of all. Guy walked up to him one time, said, you know what? He had shared a meeting. Guy walked up to him after a share, said, you know what I think you should do? He looked right at the guy and said, yeah, I should get the fuck away from you, and walked away.
Nice.
Get away from the door. You meet the smartest guy in the room, run.
I'll go back to what I think may have been Aristotle, who said, the wisest man is the one that realizes he doesn't know everything. I got to tell you guys this joke. As total non sequitur. So this woman says, oh my God, you've got to watch out for this scam, because there's a scam that these guys are doing at Walmart. And what happens is they follow you out to your car, and when you get in your car, these are like these two sort of cowboy-looking guys. They're bronze. They look great. They no shirts on. They're studly looking. And they want to help you put your groceries in your car and then and your stuff from Walmart. And then afterwards, they ask you if you can give them a ride somewhere. And they ride in the car with you. And as they're in the back seat, they start talking about all the dirty, nasty things they'd do to you if they were with you. And eventually get you to take them back to your place. And while the one guy's just nailing you, the other guy steals your purse. And the woman says, you've got to be really careful, because I lost my purse in exactly that fashion on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Ba-dum-bum. Says, I've got to go back to Salvation Army, buy 11 more purses.
That would be Bruce.
The other way, me.
Here is a 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery house or a sober living, somewhere where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce, and he will send you some hard copies to strew about the facility. Also, you can go to 12stepgazette.com.
IE? /IE?
/IE. And read the Inland Empire version, the latest franchise of the model.
Jelly.
Yeah.
People are listening.
Not after that joke. I have to say, I haven't done this in a while, but I'm sorry. Epic eye roll. Give me a break. Anyway,
I have a joke for you.
Any what?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, jeez. Any way that you listen to the show, we really appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click like or permalink. If you are already a member of Podomatic, you've just been counted. That helps us with our numbers. Thank you very much. If you are not a member, you will have the opportunity to become a member. You should. It is free.
And fun.
And you can follow us, which will get you automatic updates when we post the shows. You can leave comments, topics, all sorts of things. You can like old shows. You can, and you can put us on your playlist for all your hot party needs. Swoop, whoop.
Sweet. What did the trout say when it ran into the concrete wall?
Damn.
My daughter told me that. I still love that joke.
What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
A stick.
Welcome to the Recovery 101 Comedy Hour.
Recovery 101 Comedy.
Not as funny as we think we are.
Open mic night.
A nun's on her way back to the church. Guy comes out of the bushes, grabs her, drags her into the bushes, rips her clothes off, ravages her, and he's laying there next to her afterwards, and she says, I'm a nun, I have to go back to the church and confess. He goes, oh my God, what are you going to say? I'm going to tell the truth, that you tore me off the street, you dragged me in these bushes, and you ravaged me. Twice if you have the energy.
Oh, jeez.
You said what?
Twice if you have the energy.
See, I love jokes like that.
And you know what? He's now going to tell that joke as if it's his own.
That's okay.
For the next 6 months.
He and I have an agreement. One of us says it, the other one can use it. It's fine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You should hear the story about when I went to get in the hot tub out in Palm Springs. and the chick pulls out the mirror full of cocaine in front of me. I had to get up out of the hot tub and go into the bathroom.
Now you can't appropriate each other's stories.
I was in a hospital one time.
All right. If you are Facebook friendly, you can join Podomatic, where you can comment on our shows and leave and, you know, get on all the goodies by just simply using your Facebook login. Makes it very easy. They do not post anything to your pages. If you are Facebook friendly, though, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. If you want to be more anonymous, you can join the Recovery 101 group. And you can post there anonymously that people in your other groups will not see.
I was on the highway one time when a trailer full of ammunition started on fire.
Oh, jeez. You too? That happens to all of our friends.
And if you'd like, you can email us with topics and stuff like that. And jokes. You want to send
us
a joke?
Keep doing this.
Send us a joke. Recovery101radioshow@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, that's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101. Rule 62.
As we have shown, do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We certainly don't. Shelley, who's the lead-out music by?
I know that we've just... Oh, did you have a suggestion?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I know that we've just used this not too long ago, but we got a very good comment on Doug's song, Falling Down.
Doug's song, Falling Down, is fantastic.
One of our listeners, it was either John or Jack, and I can't remember which one, said that he thought this lead-out song was awesome and that he would buy that if he could find out where he could buy it. So I'm going to use that again just for him.
I'll let Doug know.
Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.